Next item, please.
Item 950, request of James Offsink to address council regarding injustice in Portland.
Good morning.
I'm James Offsink, and I'm speaking today on behalf of Portland's Resistance. We are one of the most organized resistance movements in the country and work hard to bring thousands of Portlanders into active engagement with national and local issues. Hundreds of people have attended our civic meetings and candidate forums. Thousands have marched with us in the streets, and each month, tens of thousands of people interact with us online. We advocate for a progressive slate of policies, starting with turning around our criminal justice system. It is disingenuous to ride the winds of public opinion and rail against violent white supremacists in far-off cities while keeping employees like Captain Mark Kruger in a position of authority at the Portland Police Bureau. We can't claim to be a sanctuary city on the one hand and promote the supposed security of communities of color while still racistly over-policing those same communities. Whether it's crossing the street, driving a car, or finding an inconspicuous place to sleep, our city punishes people for the color of their skin. Black Oregonians are almost twice as likely to be incarcerated as African Americans in Washington, and more than five times as likely to be incarcerated than white Oregonians. And it's not just incarceration, it's every single level of our criminal justice system, from stops to citations to arrests to mass incarceration. Every one of those interactions, which are disproportionately levied against people of color, invalidates the very sanctuary that we profess. Every one of those interactions is a pretext for a deportation or an opportunity lost to find a job or secure housing. So turns the wheel of intergenerational inequality. And this is not some problem that Donald Trump or Jeff Sessions created. We built this with decades of covert and overt systemic racism. But for exactly that reason, we don't need to wait for the federal government to step in and end it. You, the five of you, although four would be enough. We don't need Saltzman today. Working today or this week or this month can radically change the arc of justice in our system. Decriminalize the nuisance stops that are the first entry points into police harassing communities of color and people suffering from poverty and addiction. Here are five changes each of you should go on the record starting today as supporting. Ending sweeps of houseless encampments. Stop prisoning addicts for being addicted. Shutter the racist Portland gang database. Ban military-grade weapons and publish police stop data. These are things that are all within your power to do and you could start today. At Portland's Resistance, we believe that resisting the heinous ideas of Donald Trump is important. We must say no to fascism, to racism, to bigotry, and to hate. But even more important than opposing the terrible and anti-American rhetoric of our embarrassment in chief is to say yes to the proactive policies that will build an inspirational alternative for other citizens. While the federal government is driven into the ground, it's up to us, up to you, and the people of Portland to demonstrate that we can be a beacon of light and build an inclusive society that is better because of our differences and truly works for the least well-off amongst us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.